Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Pizza Time Podcast. I'm your host, Henry, and today I got, I think, officially my new co-host, Gilbert.
Hello, hello.
How's everybody doing out there? You know, it's time for your bi-yearly episode, which, again, I'm going to try to change that up. I think we got some new stuff coming up. It's going to be great. But today we are here to talk about the... What is it, mid-season, I guess?
Something like that.
Middle of the season? Oh, yeah. So? Mid-season Ahsoka, you know, review type thing right now. We just saw episode 5. Well, we didn't. We saw it earlier, but we just had like a little recap. And I believe there's 3 episodes left, right?
That's what I was just trying to make sure. Yeah, okay. 3 left.
3 left. Right now we're going to give you our reactions, our predictions, you know, for their... the rest of this series. Well, for one, I guess a quick spoiler-free review.
Mm-hmm.
It's
been really good. I love it. But like the last 2 episodes have been crazy. The first 2 were really good. 3 was a little bit of a down, but the last 2 have been crazy, especially the last one. Oh, episode yeah. 5 was insane in the membrane.
I agree. It's for me, it did start off a little slow. Mm-hmm. I guess it was. I guess it's trying to catch you up on what's been going on, a little bit. the whole finding out that Sabine was basically training to be a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Ahsoka kind of, who I forget, was it her or Ahsoka that kind of gave up on her training?
I think Ahsoka gave up on her.
Yeah.
And it overlaps with the end of Rebels because like at the end of Rebels. Sabine kind of decides that she's gonna try to find Ezra, and then we kind of backtrack a little bit at the beginning of Ahsoka, if you remember.
Yeah, because at the end also she cuts her hair.
Yep.
Ahsoka's waiting. Ahsoka the White.
Yep. Ahsoka the White.
is waiting for her, so exciting stuff. And well, I guess that's telling you not a spoiler. If you've seen Rebel, if you haven't seen Rebels, that's your own fault.
Yeah.
This is basically Rebels season 5.
Mm-hmm.
Or 4.
For sure.
5, yeah. So, like I said, the series has a lot of highs. It has a few lows. You know, I'm one of the few... Well, I'm not one of the few. I'm one of the people that I always try to look at everything like on the positive note. And they're, like I said, so far the series has been great for me. The only downside I had was... I had like 2 or 3, and they're all nitpicky stuff. It's nothing major. The series has been really great so far. I guess would be sometimes the pace is really slow,
mm-hmm.
And then also there's just one scene, and I guess this is every Disney scene now is getting stabbed in the stomach does nothing anymore.
Yeah, it only kills Qui-Gon.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
It's like this man's Force Ghost is just seeing. I really couldn't
see. For real, like where's all this medicine that everybody else apparently has?
Cause good lord, and the irony is the man that killed him got chopped in half, survived, and yeah. Just.
It's pretty crazy.
It's just again it's minuscule, and that's kind of spoiler territory, but eh, it's. I guess so far I'd have to say the last 2 episodes have been the best ones so far though. With the fights, the story in general, I'm really liking it. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. The story progression has been really nice. And you might call it fan service, but some of the last 2 have been amazing. But it's not just fan service. Like, it's fan service that has a purpose. And I just rhymed because I'm a poet and didn't know it.
Word.
but yeah. I really like it. Nothing of substance has been wrong to me about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then also, I like you said, there is some fan service, but it's not like, how would I say, it's not like, it's not forced. It progresses the story.
Exactly.
Because I guess in some of the other Star Wars projects, I'm blanking on it right now, but sometimes there's like, forced, no pun intended, fan service. In this one, it's, well, she never completed her training. She's doubting herself as a master. And what better way to kind of like put it all together when you realize, again, Anakin comes back, completes her training, and I think it's in the most artistic way possible. I guess we're getting into spoilers now, so I might as well.
Yeah. Some of the visuals were stunning, orgasmic, if you will.
Dave Filoni knocked it out the park
for with that real. One. Our Lord and Savior, for sure.
Papa Dave.
But yeah, like the whole sequence with Anakin, just like.
So I guess if we're being on, we're mostly gonna be talking about the last episode, because first episode, it introduces you to I guess live action Sabine and the Ghost crew and Ahsoka, but we've seen Ahsoka for a while now.
Minus pretty much everybody except for Ezra, we haven't seen, like, you know.
We've seen a hologram. We saw the
hologram, and we know that we're looking for him. The only person we're missing right now is Zeb, and I wouldn't be opposed to him showing up, but I also don't know how they would work that in without, like, going out of their way to work it in.
Yeah, because
him and,
he's not, like, the most intricate part of the story right now. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, him. He's not really tied in. But, like, at the same time, him and, what's his name? Fulcrum.
Oh, you're a fucking guy, dude, Wolverine looking man.
Yeah.
Ah.
They went off to Zeb's homeworld because, remember, didn't they like discover that they actually had remnants of his kind? Yeah. So
like him and like the last members of his species
were they were all hiding on another planet.
Yeah.
So I don't see how he would come back. But
and we did see like a glimpse of him at in
Andor.
Andor. Was it Andor? Could have sworn it was. No, you're right. It was Andor.
I started saying, because nothing else has been recent enough. Because it wasn't Boba.
No, it wasn't. Was it Mando? I'm pretty sure it wasn't Mando. Oh, like, where boy. He was in that bar. Or was that.
Oh, boy. Maybe you are right. No. No, yeah, you're right. It wasn't. It was. Because,
By the way, Agent Kallus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty
you're right,
sure.
You're right. Well, yay, because the timeline wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because Andor takes place too far back. You're right.
But yeah, no, I don't see Zeb
returning in this season.
And like, maybe towards the end, like, I guess a cameo kind of type situation where he's like, or maybe I heard y'all were on an adventure. I love how I still like put y'all in.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Or I like whenever he says Carabas.
Yeah.
But, I think if he does show up, it'll be like the season finale, and he might only be a name drop. Like, it might be like a, all right, gang, let's go check on Zeb
or Ezra, because it's pointing towards we're finding Ezra. Mm-hmm. Ezra just is like, where's Zeb?
But in what condition will we find him though? I think that's the big question mark.
That is also true.
I think. Quick segue into predictions. I think this coming episode on Tuesday, I think we will see Thrawn.
But finally. Not Ezra.
But maybe and Ezra. But what I think is that we will see Thrawn, but I don't think Ahsoka will find him yet. Mm-hmm. I think we'll see like what they're up to and like what's going on, but I think they won't quite get there. I think it's gonna be
the Night Sister and the two Siths.
Maybe they'll find Thrawn, but I don't think Ahsoka's gonna maybe at the very end of the episode, kind of a cliffhanger for 7 and 8.
Kind of like what they did with 4 with Ant, like, oh, it's Anakin.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I was thinking. So I think we'll definitely see Thrawn. You know, like in the trailer, you know how it.
Oh no! So at the comic was known. It was the Star Wars Celebration. Someone leaked like him actually showing up.
Who, Thrawn?
Yeah.
Well, he's in the trailer.
Yeah, he's in the trailer.
Yeah. Oh, well, I know he's gonna show.
The actual trailer. I'm an idiot. But anyway,
that's what I mean. The leak was that we saw it early before the trailer,
and then they showed him. Yeah.
In the trailer, but like I think you know that one shot in the trailer when it comes behind him, you know.
Yeah.
When you see the back of him. I think that's going to be, they're going to use that shot and then to see Thrawn. But I don't think it's going to be like that shot is Ahsoka walking in and finding him. I think that might be, I don't know. Like, I just don't think that's what's gonna happen. But then again, this is predictions, and we don't actually know.
Oh, yeah, no. And then, again, I guess for it's just really difficult, because this was like, one, this episode was fantastic, but at the same time, it didn't give us much information on where they're going, what they might find,
mm-hmm.
or in what, yeah, like you said, what condition are we going to find Ezra?
Yeah. Because, like, we learned nothing new about Sabine and the Night Sister and where they are. We had the progression of Ahsoka's like character and how she's learning to change her outlook and to better herself as a master. But then we also got how they're getting to where they're going. But we don't know what it's going to be like and what they're going to find. So,
no.
Yeah, we're going to see for sure. I mean, in contrast to a week ago, I'm not nervous about this coming episode. I'm just excited about it.
I'll say this, and again, this is a bold prediction here. This is, I guess, I have a few. Anytime you're left on a cliffhanger, you have so many different things going through your head.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I think, and again, this is like my one prediction, and it's not, I don't want it to be true, it's not concrete or nothing. I think there might be a chance Ezra's dead. That's like my.
That would be a really dark.
Right?
Yeah. But I wouldn't hate that, but that would. That. I don't think that's likely because it's dark. It's so dark.
And that's the my far-reaching
they
mind.
Just get there and they just find him dead? That would be crazy.
And I think that would... I guess, again, this is purely fan fiction at this point, because I'm making like stuff up as mm-hmm. I go along, or mm-hmm. as I'm thinking. It's like, yo, they find Ezra. Oh, he's dead. Or he's about to die.
Mm-hmm.
And this pushes Sabine or... Ahsoka, like, off the edge on some slight dark side shit. Make the story a little more interesting, but again,
that could be crazy.
Yeah, who knows? And but also, I really, really doubt they're gonna go that route.
Yeah, I just don't think they would. I don't think they would kill him off like that. It just that seems unlikely to me. I don't think it would be, like, a bad way to go. It just seems like that wouldn't be the thing that they would do. It seems unlikely for Dave's writing.
Yeah. But, no, we'll see where it goes. I'm also, again, I'm liking the story so far. I'm liking all the character. Like, honestly, everyone's done their job well,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the only thing, maybe I wish Sabine did a little more.
But at the same time, she was AWOL this last episode.
Yeah.
And then she got injured in the second one.
I'm not
saying that to say like that's a bad opinion.
I'm just saying I know.
Like, that's kind of, I guess that's why.
Like I said in the beginning, everything I have, like, and not say negative, but like a little nitpicks I got. Because
yeah.
everything else so far, everything has been great. Like, Hera, I think Mary Elizabeth Winstead is doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Really. Fantastic.
Great.
Interacting is good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, the kid, fucking Jason.
Yeah. He actually, I didn't think he was going to play any kind of, he was going to have a role of any import. I thought
like a cameo, not, basically.
Yeah, like, well, not necessarily a cameo. It's not the right word, I guess. I think he was just going to be more like a side character, like a more or less a chop role. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I could see it.
Kind of there for his little ad libs or whatever you want to call them.
But
his
I did like the, like, oh yeah, his dad's a Jedi, so he has.
Yeah. And he name dropped him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
too.
He was like, his father, Kanan Jarrus.
Was a like, Jedi. And Jason has abilities. I'm like, well, quite literal on the nose there, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Put some respect on his name. Freaking, what a legend. R.I.P.
Do you think we'll get a flashback of him?
I'd be surprised.
I could see it.
I can't not see it. I just would be surprised by it. Not in a bad way.
I think that would be a little... That's just more fan service, because I don't know what part of the story we would need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, like... Again, like, I keep going, like, in my fan fictions, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Ezra has a moment of, like, yo, hopelessness, but then he thinks about his master.
Do you think we get more World Between Worlds, or do you think that's it for this season?
I want to say we get it one more time.
You think so?
I think so.
In what capacity?
Yeah, in a way that...
Do you think it's Ezra?
No, I think it's Ahsoka again. I feel like it's kind of like a thank you to her master. Like, she finds a way to see him one last time, I guess.
Mm. Or do you think maybe his Force Ghost shows up?
That could also be a possibility.
Because the only reason I think that not, I think the Force Ghost is more likely, is because the World Between Worlds needs a gate. And the Force Ghosts just kind of show up.
That is true. And the planet they were on is technically a very force-sensitive type planet.
Yeah.
It's the home of, like, witches.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Again, we said this, is that we were, by the way, we recorded a podcast. Quick little side note. We recorded a podcast earlier about last week's episode. And the file got corrupted. Long story short, we couldn't post it. But I believe we had said something that the whole World Between Worlds is going to open up a lot of, like, it's a can of worms, basically. It's going to be, well, now can we time travel? Oh, but can we, like, teleport, technically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's gonna be great, but it might open up a few problems. And now I think this is where we're going to be like, all right, well, why can't we go again? Or why isn't she just going through again, type thing?
Yeah. I was relieved by the... how tame, I guess, would be maybe a good word for that. For how that episode went with the use of World Between Worlds, because it just basically served as a vision. It wasn't textbook a vision, and it was like I told you that one day where I was thinking it was kind of like It's a Wonderful Life when they what if I had never been born? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how this episode went. That's not an across the board thing, because obviously. The Ezra thing in saving Ahsoka didn't work like that. But how this past episode was kind of like they went back to the Clone Wars, and they're both aware that they've been through this before.
Yeah.
But no one around them is. So that's why I was thinking, I was like, they're obviously aware that this is the past.
Was it Christophsis and Mandalore?
Yeah.
I was about to say, it's a Beautiful Life. That's the one that...
It's a Wonderful Life is...
It's not with Scrooge, right?
Mm-mm.
No, what's that?
It's a Wonderful Life is the one with... and I'm blanking on his name, the actor. Jimmy Stewart. And...
Is it where they still talk like this? Kind of like old 50s talk.
I don't think he talks like that.
No, that's another movie then.
Well, it's black and white.
Well, yeah.
And it's... But actually, fun fact, and this is a... actually, I'm going to give you two fun facts about this movie.
Lovely.
Fun fact is that it was filmed in black and white, but this was after color. So black and white was a choice in this movie.
Okay.
And they did it because Jimmy Stewart when they filmed this movie was in his 40s, and he was playing in the beginning of the movie, he's playing it at like a 19-year-old.
Oh.
But then they flash forward to him being in his 30s. So they film it in black and white because it's easier to make him look younger.
Yeah, you just put some makeup on him and then,
exactly.
Ah, okay.
So gotcha. They filmed it in black and white for that reason. The other fun fact is If you remember this, there's a cop and a taxi driver, and the taxi driver's name is Bert and the cop's name is Ernie, and that's where Bert and Ernie get their names from.
Oh,
from Sesame Street, they're named after the cop and the taxi driver from that movie. But the plot of that movie is like the stock market or the banks are all closing, and so he loses all his money, and he's like. Oh, I wish I'd never been born. And then so the angel shows him what it would have been like if he hadn't been born. And everyone he loves has a worse life than the one that they live in the actual
story. Okay.
And so, like, Like it, by the end of the movie, he realizes that the life that he has is a
wonderful
life. It's a
wonderful life. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a. I love that. I love that whole movie because it's so depressing the entire time because like he loses all his money. Like he's frustrated with his kids because like one of them is sick and they're like they're going through school. So he's like they've got their hands full. They lose all their money. Blah 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 blah. And then at the end, it's like a it's a really good feel good movie at the end. But good that whole time the whole switching timelines thing was what it felt like in this episode. Of Ahsoka when they go back to the Clone Wars and to the Siege of Mandalore because they're both aware that this has already happened. But yeah, that was the whole feeling that I had. But that was a little bit of a tangent.
Slightly. Here at the Pizza Time Podcast, we teach you life lessons and also quick fun facts. I had no idea about the Bert Nerdy thing or the black and white thing. Look at that. Pop culture references for you, friends.
You're welcome.
Brought to you by Gilberto.
De nada.
But back to the main point. Is, my bad. I do like, the duality of Anakin Skywalker, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The lessons he taught her. And it goes back to, I like the fact that the Force isn't black or white. Mm-hmm. Type thing. It's the yes, good, light and dark, but she got a lesson from both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like she wasn't getting it through the light, she had to get it from the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And we even get a glimpse of it. It's like Ahsoka tapped into the dark side for a second,
or at least thought about it.
Or exactly
at the minimum.
Yeah, the red eyes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was nice. And I love how, even as Darth Vader, he's teaching her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good chosen one moment. It's the Force has light and has dark. He's the balance. He's the chosen one.
That's why he's the goat, yo.
And oh my God, oh, that was beautiful.
It was so awesome. I like my reactions of watching those flashbacks was one. I was like. But those are Phase 1's clone troopers?
Oh,
like,
brother,
I was like,
brother, don't even get me started.
That alone was crazy.
First of all, the second I heard Captain Rex,
yes.
I'm just like, that's Temuera Morrison. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. I spazzed out.
And then we got Clone Wars Anakin like armor, which was sick. That was so exciting.
Oh my God. I wish we got to see like an unmasked clone. Like I would have loved to see Ted.
Yeah, I definitely noticed how they avoided it though. Remember because the guy
they wrapped
had the
face because well, you know, injuries.
I don't think it was a wrap. I think it was you know how they wear like the cloth like kind of a.
I thought because he like they got like shrapnel in their face or something that they're putting like cloth.
It might have been, but what it looked like to me was like the ski mask.
Yeah,
that they wore that like they were wearing that under the helmet and they just took the helmet off.
Yeah,
so,
maybe.
But either way, it doesn't really matter. But that's what it looked like to me. But then again, like yours also makes sense. But yeah, that was I was really excited, and then like the multiple times like the what was it twice that they did the flash between
Vader
Anakin and
Vader.
Yeah, those were sick.
I also like how the armor, like the Clone Wars armor, did kind of slightly resemble Vader armor, like the shoulders especially and the chest plate.
You're right.
It's a little detail I liked.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh yeah, no, because in the robes he looks a little sleeker and more slender, and with the armor I guess the one gripe I had about the Clone Wars was they always made Anakin look hella sleek.
Yeah.
Like it looked like I saw it on Twitter. Someone said they made it look like a wetsuit sometimes. Like, it was always sleek, but no, in real life, it's armor, so he's gonna look bulky.
Yeah, but that's a stylized thing. That's a stylistic
thing. Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Thing.
But I just kind of like that, this is what Vader would look like without armor type thing.
Yeah.
Like, if he didn't have the mask and all that, he'd have the shoulder pads and the... I like the little detail.
It was kind of nice, and we're just talking about basically fan service right now, but, like, it was kind of nice seeing... episode 3 Anakin on this episode with the red saber because it was like
oh my
it
God,
was it was the uninjured Darth Vader that we never got like It was like that what if moment. What
would have been the most powerful Sith of all time?
Exactly.
And oh my god, bro! Again, like you said, the visuals. Like, I like the smoky background, that nothing was really clear. I love the switching between the light and the dark side of Anakin. There was a point where his voice was like mixed with Darth Vader's.
Mm-hmm. Right there when they step back into the world of worlds.
Yeah.
After he kicks her.
What did he say? It's
you lack
conviction.
Conviction. Yeah.
And again, lessons, brother. Lessons.
Yeah. Fuck, the chosen one is back. Yeah. It was so awesome. I think they was going to be his last appearance. Oh, this season is his last appearance.
Perhaps. I didn't know that.
I don't know if they said it was. I don't know if that was official or if they were just.
I mean, if it is, it's quite the way to go.
Yeah, for sure. But then again, he also, like I said, he might show back up as a Force ghost, and I wouldn't be against it. As long as they do it appropriately.
Yeah, like, this is just for me. I'd like the, like, a, it could be just one time, but I just want him to interact with Luke. Just once.
Because,
I mean.
Like, if they did it in, like, Mando Season 4?
Yeah, or something, man.
That'd be crazy.
Because, what, the only time we technically have them interacting is to end of Episode 6.
Yeah, literally.
And it's just look. It's just a look. And I mean, I guess like old Vader and Luke. But just one scene where he's like, oh, I'm proud of you, son, or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe even Leia. But again, that's a little more challenging.
Yeah. For multiple reasons.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be against that at all.
Also, they did shout out Leia in this. They said the Senator Organa could only, like, was buying them time.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Yes, remember when was it Teva Carson was like, "Hey, we gotta go back." It's like Senator Organa said she can only buy us so much time.
Oh man, I missed that. That's depressing.
Saying that the main characters aren't doing anything.
Yeah, that's crazy. I missed that.
Yeah,
and that just emphasize the the literal, like, how parallel it is to the actual, like, movies. And I guess technically it's not parallel to the movies because this is between movies. But,
was this, like, five, six years after
Return
of the Jedi?
It's a few. Because
Mando season it depends
on when this overlaps with Mando. Because I think this is before Mando. But I could be wrong.
It's gotta be after, right?
I don't think it's gotta.
I'm trying to think, like, canonically wise. Because we meet Ahsoka.
Let me goggle it.
I think it's after. But anyways. No, this whole season has been great. From... Oh my god, I forgot the planet they started on. What's the rebel planet that they always fight for?
Lothal. Yeah.
From Lothal?
It's 9 years at ABY.
After.
And it's 4 years after the first episode of Mando.
So, all right, bet. Good. I was right.
You were.
Yeah. Let's not doubt that again. Go. No.
You're right. I am always right.
Yeah. Let's remember who's the expert.
Take note of that, Valor.
Yeah. Wife? Yes. I was right. No. What was I gonna say? Oh, I love Lothal. The long ass road to the tower. The tower. Looks great. The mural, I guess I wish they'd made it a little more realistic looking.
I think it makes sense.
Because it's art. Yeah, it's exactly. Not like an actual mural.
Yeah, know? They didn't slap a picture up there. Your tummy?
That was my stomach. I don't know if the listeners can hear that.
I don't think so. The mic's been really not sensitive today.
Yeah, I'm going to have to upgrade soon. Poor little snowball.
Mr. Blue.
But yeah, the costume designs, Sabine's armor looks great. Ahsoka looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Baylan and
Shin.
Shin.
I always.
Baylan and Shin look great. I love it's not your typical Sith look. It's, mm-hmm. But it's not your Jedi. I like it. I don't know what it is.
I enjoy it too. It's it's Night Sistery.
Yeah.
With the eyeshadow.
Oh yeah, and I like how she's not wearing full black. It's a lot of black, but it's not all.
Yeah, it's dark, but it's not black.
The orange lightsabers.
Yeah, I still like, and we talked about this in the episode that we lost, but like it still just looks red to me.
No, I think it's basically, I think it's like a.
I think it's
an orange red. It's a blood. What's a blood orange?
Blood orange, yeah.
Is the closest I think we can agree to.
Yeah, it just like it just looks red to me.
It's.
I don't know. And it's not like it matters, but like it is really cool if it's for sure orange. And I honestly, we should probably look up on like Wikipedia. I wonder if they would have that. They probably have it listed the saber color. What else have I really liked so far this series? I feel like I was going to say something and I got distracted thinking of Shin.
Of course you did.
Oh, man. Now I'm blanking.
It's coming to you.
We're just going to have a long silence right here.
Just while my stomach makes noises and I'm looking up what color his lightsaber is. So,
well, I'm just going to do a little tongue.
Balin Skull. Species, human. Gender, male. Pronouns, he, him. Hair color, white. Eye color, blue. Skin color, light.
I think it's her that has the orange one.
Is it?
I think it's hers.
Well, let's see. Shin Hati.
Yeah.
More like Shin Hati, am I right? I'm a married man. I cannot make these jokes.
Actually, I said that. I was doing a very good impersonation of Henry.
Yeah. So, back to the main thing. Like I said, every costume design has been great. Like I said, Jason looks good. I was hoping they didn't do that weird thing like in Rebels. You see, he had green ears.
Did he have green ears?
Yeah, they gave him like the tips of his ears were green.
Mm,
I don't know, it looked weird.
I think I know what you're talking
about. Yeah.
He also like had like weirdly Oompa Loompa orange skin.
Yeah, I'm glad they went with. Yeah, he just looks normal. He just has green.
He just yeah. I think he might have like a little bit of an orange tint, but it's not like Cheeto orange or anything like that.
No.
It's just like it looks natural. And then this I just remembered the cursed forehead of Ahsoka. Oh my god. It was just like and it's nothing, it's not even crazy. It's not gross or anything. It's just like was the last thing I expected to see. And it was so weird to look at.
Because we've never seen any naked.
They always have a headband.
To Gruta's.
Yeah.
Like even in like Clone Wars.
And almost in the same aspect the same like whatever I'm blanking on the word. Like Twi'leks, they almost always have a headband as well.
Yeah.
But I think in live action that's kinda just an easy cop out so they don't have to worry about blending. But I was really surprised that they took it off. Like,
I mean, what was the purpose? I guess it
makes sense because it's not like she changed out of all of her other stuff. Like, why shouldn't she have her headband off? You know what I mean? It
valid.
It didn't not make sense. It was just surprising, and it was almost a little bit like an SFW. It was like. Like I feel like I wasn't supposed to see it.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of Shaak Ti. Even she has a headband.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There's something there always. And then,
what about Ahsoka when she was like, when she first shows up, when she's a Padawan, she has the beads.
Yeah, she still has some.
She
on
still
her
has
head,
a
yeah.
headband. I couldn't remember.
Never seen a the forehead, brother.
That's crazy. It's just so funny. But I really like how the what are they called? The Purgle. I like how they look. I like how they're basically just humpback whales.
Oh my god. Yeah,
they look really good. Like they even have the teeth.
With tentacles, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
No, and then okay, but it's just complimenting everything, man. I just love all of it. The ships look great. Everyone's armor looks great. Everyone's acting performance has been great.
And then Hu Yang, is awesome. He looks really good.
Oh yeah.
I was actually, I don't know, like, this is like a minor thing to point out. I was impressed that they had him going downstairs. Like most of the time, like, I feel like we don't see droids go downstairs.
That is true.
You know?
Well, I mean, because most of the stuff's, what, practical.
Yeah, because
it's... So 3PO couldn't do it.
3PO couldn't do it, and plus they had a ramp anyways.
Yeah.
But on the Ghost... Was it the Ghost? No, it was Ahsoka's ship. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't remember what it's called.
I can't remember right now.
But she has... She had stairs, and I noticed it. I was like, because... I was like, they almost never do that.
No,
I think the only other person that might have done it is K2SO.
It was a suit. It
wasn't a suit. That's what I mean.
Called? What's it called?
It was like a puppet, right?
No, he was wearing the balls. Mocap. Yeah, he was wearing the mocap. Capture. Yeah. But yeah, no, there's that. And then also, the fact that, brother, I'm so bad with names. What was the Knight brother? Malik.
Yeah.
Malik was basically a zombie.
Yeah, yeah. And again, this I almost forgot to bring this up because we talked about it, but then it got corrupted. But yeah, that was crazy because he literally just poofed, like almost like he was a zombie, or if he was just like a puppet, like a mist puppet. That's not what it's called, but like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but weren't there? Okay, was it? It was in Clone Wars, right? Where General Grievous fought a bunch of them, mm-hmm. or am I wrong?
It was Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah. He fought... Did he fight zombies, or am I just thinking of when he fought Night Sisters?
Oh, I know he fought the Night Sisters. I think they reanimated a bunch of people.
There we go. So he's basically just like a Night Sister reanimation, which I don't hate.
No, it makes sense.
I don't love.
That's not what I was expecting. Oh, no, sure.
Not at all. I thought it was just some random Inquisitor that survived.
Yeah, I did at too, least exactly.
I want to point out, I wasn't one of those dumbasses that thought it was Starkiller.
Yep.
Like if they made Starkiller to, I don't know why that made me mad. I'm like, y'all think Starkiller would just be a henchman?
Yeah. If Starkiller is ever made canon, he's gonna be way more than that. But then I also like don't think that he should be made canon because he's so OP.
Oh yeah, he's disgustingly OP.
They're gonna almost like they're gonna have to nerf him to make it canon. That it's almost
and
gonna
no
ruin
one's
it.
Gonna like it.
Yeah, everybody's gonna hate it, and they're gonna be like, "Why did you do it?" And I'm like, "I tried to tell you that they shouldn't do it."
But so you want me to make canon the motherfucker that brought down an entire
Star Destroyer
by himself, mm-hmm. and then the man that killed the Emperor,
mm-hmm.
killed Vader,
mm-hmm.
killed every main character in the original trilogy, killed a Force Ghost.
Bro is the Kratos of Star Wars.
Yeah,
and you want that canon.
Please tell me why.
Yeah. Like, would it be crazy to see? Yeah. But, like, it doesn't make any sense in the canon universe. It made for a fantastic game, and that's why everybody loves it. On the flip side, who I would love to see canon is Revan. Because Revan is canon.
Yeah.
Granted, not everything he did is canon, but, like, his existence
is. It was just that one
appearance
at, like, the end of Clone Wars, right?
I don't think he actually appears.
No, was that Revan? No, that was Bane. That was Darth Bane.
Bane shows up. Revan gets name dropped.
Yeah.
So both of them are canon, but not everything about them is canon.
Yeah.
Which is like a.
But with Filoni, I'm noticing is a lot of like legends. He uses a lot.
Yeah. He said that. He said that in an interview where it was like, anytime I need like a plot, like something, some character. For a certain plot device or whatever, he's like, I look through legends and try to find somebody that will work.
Like that fits.
And it would make sense. Like, it has to make sense.
I don't think they're... But, like, I doubt they'll ever bring Kyle Katarn. Katarn? Katarn?
Yeah, maybe.
Or... Who was what was it? The old Republic games. What was her name?
See, I didn't play those, but I know about them, but I didn't play them.
I played one when I was a kid. Because I saw the video.
Did you see one of the commando dudes was in this last episode? Or supposedly that was him.
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Supposedly one of the, like, when she first falls into the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
On whatever planet, you said it earlier. Whatever planet that
Christophsis?
Is. Yeah, is that it? I'm
pretty sure. Because that was one of the first battle of... That yeah, was when Ahsoka... It was like,
that's when she shows up.
Yeah.
Or...
But it might have been...
I think that
been.
Was the one where they steal Jabba's baby. Right?
Yeah.
I could... Right, isn't it?
Yeah, because that was the first... That was the first
mission. First one that she was in charge of.
Yeah.
Or she was in charge of, like, a group. But, like, one of the dude runs through with, like, a gun.
Yeah.
And I think he was on the left side of the screen. But people think that that's one of the guys from Commandos. And then...
Maybe.
And then, I think they also showed up in the background of another shot. But I don't remember if it was from Ahsoka or something else. But either way.
But yeah. I guess to kind of finish this off, the predictions I got for the next episode. Again, Thrawn. I feel like...
I think if they put it off, it's going to be rushed at the end. I think they they think they need 3 episodes of Thrawn.
Here, oh, do you think they're going to go for season 2? Because if that's the case...
I feel like they need to.
Yeah, because what are you going to... Because this whole time, they made Thrawn feel so imminent. And just to, like, have him show up for the final 3, and then they get rid of him in the final one.
Yeah. I wonder how significant of a role he will play... not necessarily in Mando season 4 or anything like that, but in the Filoni movie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I wonder if he's gonna return for that, or if he's gonna be like a key building block, but not like maybe in it.
Or the idea I had was, so again, 30 years is between 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot can happen in those 30 years because one. Episode 1 to 3, the prequels, were, I believe, 13 years.
How many?
Between Phantom Menace and Episode 3, I think it's about 13 years.
Yeah, but it's only 3 between 2 and 3. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
so... And all the stories that have come from that. The Clone Wars series came in 2 to 3 years.
7 seasons happened over 3 years.
So imagine they have 30 years to play with here. They've gone through 9... Which is what's between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And then between 3 and 4 has been 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So all the play with that we've seen was with Rebels, with...
Rogue One,
Andor, and Kenobi.
Kenobi.
What else? I know there's one. There's one more. Solo. If you still want to count. But
I love Solo. I feel like I'm in the minority.
Oh, no. I love it, too.
Okay.
It's just... You know, it's not a popular opinion to say.
It's not.
I genuinely had fun with the movie.
It got ruined because they debuted it alongside, what was it, Infinity War?
I think so, yeah.
But that's another thing for another
there's
day.
That. Then there's... And again, so imagine all the time they have to play with this. I think that Thrawn is going to be the middle villain between... Like, the big bad between the end of the Empire and the beginning of the First Order.
Yeah, because the new Galactic Republic has to end at some point.
Also, because you see how, like, it's already showing us how shitty of a job they're doing. Like, no, it just shows us that the governing body of Star Wars is trash.
But then it's also, like, not necessarily to their defense, but, like, just a simple fact is that the fall of such a huge, literally galactic empire leaves a huge power void that then has to be filled by somebody,
and not some of them might be remnants of said empire.
Yeah, and exactly. And so, like, not necessarily everybody that fills that power void is going to be good and or do a good job, because I mean,
yeah,
we've seen good do a bad job of being good. And we talked about this on previous episodes as well as ones that got deleted. Like, they could do anything around, during, and after the sequels. And I just hope that they fill in those gaps to make it make sense.
Yeah.
But,
Because, I mean, we're also getting that Daisy Ridley movie in, what, 2-3 years?
I don't remember when they said it was going to come out. But it's supposed to take place, what was it, like 15 years after?
Yeah, where she's... Making training. A new Jedi Order.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot coming. But I guess my prediction is... Thrawn comes, he wreck shit, honestly. Because I think they, like you said, there's probably most likely going
to
be a season 2.
He's too powerful and smart to not, like, be a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think it's like, if the whole Filoni movie is true, I think he's the big bad of it. Or he has to be. Because he had his fingers over a little bit of everything in Rebels. Because
mm-hmm.
he was
overarching. He was he was like the Night King of Rebels. Because like, but then he also showed up a good bit.
Joke we used last week. Hopefully, yeah. It doesn't end like that.
Exactly.
Because because that's the thing. If they decide to like, oh, final three episodes are the final three like sightings of Thrawn, I think you wasted him.
Yeah, for sure. Like he's such a menace, and he's so he's not like force powerful, but he's powerful in the military sense and the intelligence sense. That
quick
like,
anime reference. He's like a Shikamaru type. He ain't extreme. He's like, you're not gonna get this at all. Mm-hmm. But basically, not that powerful. Genius intellect that you want on the battlefield because he'll help you win a battle.
Yeah, and for the I really hope from the books that like we get some other, what's his species called? I'm hoping we get. I'm blanking.
Chiss.
Yeah, the Chiss. I'm gonna start with a C. I'm really hoping we see some of them. Maybe not necessarily, and I wouldn't expect them in this season. But no. I feel like in the coming seasons, if we get more Ahsoka, I would expect it.
Because I feel like we would, mostly because they are outside of our universe, and even
because they're from the unknown universe.
Yes, from the unknown parts of the galaxy, like another galaxy.
Exactly, and then they've had four books, if you count the standalone Thrawn book, where they've been like alluded to and key components of a story. So like I feel like they could be tied into, because those books are canon. Unless I'm mistaken, I'm pretty sure they are canon, because those have came out like relatively recently.
No, I think they are canon.
Because I think almost every book, unless it's that's came out since 2014, unless it's stated that it's not canon, is canon.
Yeah.
But my quick prediction, I guess to keep it short and sweet, I think, like I said earlier, I think we see Thrawn, but I don't think Ahsoka finds him in this coming episode. But then we're definitely getting three episodes of Thrawn, because I don't think two is enough unless they're just gonna cliffhanger it until
season two. Another property, I guess Mandalorian or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like it wouldn't fit for Mando though. But who knows? I mean, whatever Dave Filoni decides, I honestly have full faith in. I just don't know. And then it's just like quick predictions. That's like that. I just don't see it happening in Mando, or at least not like jumping from Ahsoka season one and then him being in Mando. I feel like that crossover doesn't really make sense without like a couple
a little bridge.
Yeah.
Not before. Yeah, I guess you're right. I just hope they do it a little better. Because there was that, in the Book of Boba Fett, there was a Mando episode, which was great, but also...
didn't make sense.
Exactly. And then in Mando, there were also a few moments that were, I found a bit unnecessary and kind of slow.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? We'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's been getting better. We'll be back to tell you what, if we were right or not.
Yeah. And hopefully this uploads.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll be more regular. I'm excited to see what happens.
I've officially made Gilbert the new co-host of the Pizza Time podcast. Don't be surprised if in the coming, not yet, in the coming months or weeks, I don't know, we might change the name. I don't know. It's a lot of changes coming, but more regularity.
Yeah. Hopefully good changes.
Hopefully soon. I get the part two of the Serial Killer Iceberg up to. Be on the look for that. And anything else, Cooper, you want to add?
Thanks for tuning in. May the Force be with you, and hopefully we'll see you more often.
And remember, it's pizza time.
Beat a miss. That audio is good.